This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Soren, how do you explain these protests taking place on U.S. college campuses? And is there anything like this going on to this degree in Europe?
There are several factors that are converging at the same time. And these protests are obviously not spontaneous. I would break this down into multiple levels. And so obviously the first one is really cultural Marxism. This has really made inroads in the American higher education system. And we've talked about this. You've had other guests on your program talking about critical theory and intersectionality. And it basically breaks everything down into the oppressed and the oppressors. And so in this situation, Palestinians are the oppressed and the Israelis are the oppressors. And so it's just black and white. Jews are now, according to these sort of critical theories, that Jews are viewed as privileged whites and oppressors. Israel is branded as settler colonialism and oppression of the indigenous people. So basically, this is very ideological driven. It really makes no sense. It's not even possible to really debate with these people or argue with them in a rational way. And this is just a feature of American higher education and the general corruption of American society. Another factor really is the outside funding of universities. And so my focus is always on the non-Americans who are funding this. I'm sure there are people within the United States who are funding this, but basically countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and many others have donated tens of billions of dollars to American universities to influence the Middle Eastern Studies Department. And most elite universities, I would say the ones that really produce the future leaders who run the American government, they're taught educational system that is very anti-Israel, very pro-Arab, and very pro-Palestinian. And so I'll just give you an anecdote from my own personal experience. I attended Georgetown University. I went to the School of Foreign Service there, which is one of the main institutions for training American and foreign diplomats. And this was 30 years ago. When I got there, I couldn't believe the amount of pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel animus in the basic courses. And so I ended up having to change my major from Middle Eastern Studies to International Relations degree because I really couldn't continue along this line. But most of the people who are now managing universities, most of the people who are in the State Department, many people who are in the Pentagon and the think tank world, they've all come through this American university system. And even abroad, many of the elites in Europe went to schools like Georgetown or Princeton or Columbia or Harvard, and they've really taken the same sort of anti-Israel worldview and taken it back to their own countries. In addition to that, really, and this is what this is really about, apart from the cultural Marxism and about the funding, is really that this is a spiritual war. And obviously, this anti-Semitism is satanic. It's coming from the pit of hell. The Bible really says that this anti-Semitism is, in a way, a sign that we are nearing the end times. So we shouldn't really be surprised that we're seeing this. God chose the Jews as his people, and that's what the Bible says. That's what we believe, and Satan hates that. And he has been doing everything for thousands of years to undermine the Jews and undermine the Jewish state.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.